And good morning. You are listening to WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Brooke Allen, and it is Monday with the Mayor. And we interview mayors and also township supervisors. And today, Carla Wardine is with us, and she is the township supervisor of Essex Township. And good morning, Carla. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So we always start out by asking a little bit about yourself. So tell me where Essex is first.
Sure. Essex Township is St. John's and Maple Rapids, and we are 30 minutes north of Lansing.
Okay. So you had mentioned that, are you a farmer?
Yes, I'm a dairy farmer. My husband and I have a farm in St. John's.
Okay. So you are a dairy farmer and then also the township supervisor. So have you always wanted to be in this kind of position?
My mom was on the township board for 20 years when I was growing up, and I always thought that it was a great way to serve your community. And the outgoing supervisor asked me if I would like to do it, and I was really excited and looked into it, and it sounded great. And I've been supervisor for 4 years now, and about 3 years into it, I was reading some history of Clinton County and saw that my great-great-grandfather was also a supervisor in Essex Township. So it's like we're all taking turns. We all have to take a turn when there are only 1,900 people.
So the population is 1,900?
In Essex Township, yes.
Okay, so you all know each other?
Yes. If you don't know someone, you would immediately try and find out who they are, because when you're all neighbors, you all have to work together, and it is a really close-knit community. And our board is great, and part of why I really enjoy being on the township board is because of the other people on it.
Okay, so you have a family? Kids?
Yes. Okay. My husband, Chris, and then I have three children. I have 10-year-old twin boys, Ty and Cole.
I have twins.
You do?
I do.
And a 7-year-old named Max. So obviously this is the twin room, right?
Exactly.
Here.
Exactly. So what do your twins what does your family think of you being in this position?
They hear about me going to township meetings. I always take the boys with me to go and vote, and they think that it's interesting when I talk about it. But the boys make jokes because they say that I have a lot of jobs, which is true. This isn't my only job, and that with the dairy farm. And Chris, of course, is supportive in anything that I do.
And so, of course, your boys know that they'll have to take a turn eventually, right? So they know that's in their blood.
Yes, it will be their turn when they turn 18.
Exactly. So population of 19, Essex Township. We are speaking to the township supervisor, Carla Wardine, who is also a dairy farmer. So that is so interesting. It is Monday with the Mayor, and this morning we are speaking to Essex Township supervisor, Carla Wardine. And good morning again, Carla. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And so, Essex Township is a small population, 1,900, and you said pretty much everyone knows everyone, which is pretty cool in the big scheme of things.
It is a really nice community. We're very rural. There are a lot of farms in the community. Like I said, I'm a dairy farmer. There are a lot of dairy farms, and I think it's really beautiful. We have creeks, we have pastures, we have fields, we have churches, and I just like everything about it.
How's the diversity there?
Diversity, I'd say the age-wise, it's runs the gamut. We have an elementary school children, myself, and it goes to all the way up, and mostly Caucasian population.
Okay, so then let's talk about your board. So what does your township board consist of?
We have a treasurer, a clerk, and two trustees other than me.
Any projects coming up for Essex Township? Or
yes. Right now, on the August 7th ballot, we are going to be putting on a renewal of our roads and bridges millage. We did it for the last 3 years, and it allowed us to use about $27,000 more on our roads. And roads, you know, in a rural community are a huge deal because a lot of them are still gravel. And so, of course, they always require maintenance. And then the paved ones, they always need crack sealing. And then we replace culverts and we work on bridges to seal bridges and build new bridges. So this renewal of the millage, I think, is really important for our community.
So is that one of the biggest issues that you face, are the roads and infrastructure?
Luckily, in a community this small, we don't face a lot of issues. This one is we always want to maintain the roads and have the best roads that we can, because it everybody uses them and it makes everybody happy. And of course, they pay their tax dollars, and it's something that most people can agree on, that we should spend a lot of money on keeping our roads maintained.
So how about the schools?
We do not have a school in our township. We live in Clinton County, and of course, we have a lot of schools covered in the area that we live. Some go to Fulton, some go to Fowler, some go to St. John's. So that's not part of what we deal with very much.
Oh, okay. So that's not an issue for you then?
Right.
Okay. So how about crime? I can't imagine. Is crime an issue for you?
I have heard of crime when it's reported by the Clinton County Sheriff's Department. I see it on my Facebook posts. I grew up there. I moved away and lived other places for a long time, and it has not been an issue in my experience. So that, again, makes it nice to live in a community where a lot of people are looking out for each other.
Because especially with a small population, it seems like if there was a crime committed, it would have to be somebody that wasn't from the area.
That's always what we suspect and hope for.
Right, right. So tell me one of your favorite things about Essex Township.
One of my favorite things is that it is so close-knit, and that you do know the people. I mean, obviously, people move away, people come back, people are new in the area, but just the sense of all living together in a rural community and coming together is what makes it really special to me.
So when somebody moves into the neighborhood, does everybody know it?
Oh, of course, yes. My neighbors and things always tell me how my grandma would always go over there with cookies and talk to people and invite them to church. And we all try to be as welcoming to people who come and make sure that you know everyone in the neighborhood, because we want to know our neighbors.
And, well, that's important, because there's not a lot of that goes on now.
Luckily, I've had the different experience of that from living here and living in different places. So it is a welcoming community.
So if there was one thing you could change about Essex Township, what would it be?
Ooh, when I grew up there was an elementary school 3 miles from where I lived, and when I was away, it closed because the population was down. So my kids go to school a little farther away. So if I could have a school 3 miles away from my home again, that would be really convenient for me. It's not going to happen, but if we're talking wishing, that's what I would wish for.
And so you sent us some pictures, and those are posted on the WKR News Facebook page, and they're beautiful. So tell me a little bit about those pictures.
I have some of different dairy farms around our area because it is such a rural community. I have some of our churches and our cemeteries because the township is responsible for taking care of the 4 cemeteries, and that is a responsibility that we take very seriously. Recently, a car ran into a fence on part of the cemetery, and my dad and I went and helped repair it because that's what you do as supervisor. Sometimes you enlist your very handy dad, to Jack Anderson, to help me with things like that. And so in the pictures, I was just trying to capture some of what makes it beautiful.
And there was a creek there as well, and it seems like there's a lot of churches.
Yes, there are in our community, yes. And actually, we have our meetings. They are in the Lau United Methodist Fellowship Hall. If anybody wants to come to meetings, they are always welcome.
So you've been township supervisor for 4 years. You had found out, was it your great-great-grandfather who was?
Also supervisor,
okay.
Yes.
So what do you foresee in your future?
I figure some people are on the township board for their entire lives, and they really have a handle on what's going on. Every year that I've been on it, there's always something new, there's always something interesting, there's always something we're working on, and it was really, like I said, we just take turns. So pretty much anyone who runs unopposed, because nobody wants to be in an election against someone else that you know intimately or know very seriously. And so I really enjoy this job. Like I said, I have other positions, but this one's probably my favorite.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Again, we've been speaking to Carla Wording. She is the Essex Township Supervisor, where she has been in that position for 4 years. And we do have a bunch of pictures that she sent in of Essex Township on our WKAR News Facebook page. So one more question. We only have about 30 seconds left. Describe Essex Township in one word.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.